Shalom, and welcome to another hour of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you a mix. This is the second hour, sacred second hour of Chazanis. I'll be featuring two cantors, Cantor Moshe Korogotsky and Cantor Jan Pierce. You may not be familiar with Korogotsky. He was born in the Ukraine. He moved to Kiev with his parents in 1918. As a young boy, he served his apprenticeship with famous Kazanim all over Russia, and he received his formal musical training at the Conservatory of Kiev. Before the war years, that's the Second World War, he gave guest performances in many of the prominent cities of the USSR. During the war, from 41 to 46, Kazan Korogotsky worked in a factory in Tashkent. After the war, he returned to Kiev and continued to work on different trades. He sang opera, folk songs, classical music, and he became a Chazan. After his retirement, he became the Chazan of Kiev's Great Synagogue. He came to the States. I remember it was in the 60s, and he sang in many of the shuls in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and New Jersey. I tried to find out exactly when he passed away, but I remember he was in his 80s. Let's get right to Cantor Moshe Korogotsky. The first selection will be Shoma Vatismach Tzion from the Friday evening service. This is Psalm 97.
Oh!
Quite a voice. You haven't heard of him? Yes. Moshe Korogutsky. The next selection will be me, Komiko, from the Shabbos Morning Service.
Oh.
Moshe Kurogodsky next with Yismach Moshe, also from the Shabbos morning service.
Yismach Moshe, Yismach Moshe, Bimat nastel koi ki yevet evet nemon korovos avoloi ko Matnas Hevel Koyo
That's the first for me, hearing the hymning, of course. That was delightful. Okay, the next is Kavodo Mole Olam from the Musaf Kedusha and Shabbos and Festivals, continuing with Moshe Kurogutsky.
Cool.
One more selection of Moshe Kuragotsky, Ma Lecho Hayom. This is from the Hallel service, Psalm 114. Okay, we've been listening to Moshe Kuragotsky. Next, for the remaining half hour, 45 minutes, we're going to go a little over time. We're going to be playing a lot of Jan Peirce. Many of you have not heard much of his chazanis. He was born in 1904 in the Lower East Side, Jacob Pinchas Perlmuth, P-E-R-E-L-M-U-T-H, Perlmuth. He attended DeWitt Clinton High School and Columbia University. He took violin lessons, and it was discovered that he was an exceptional lyric tenor. And in fact, the famous conductor Arturo Toscanini heard him and decided to engage him to sing the lead in his recordings of opera and choral pieces. Jan Peirce made his formal debut in Philadelphia in 1938. With the Metropolitan Opera Company in New York in 1941. Although he made countless appearances as a guest chazan in various synagogues, he never held a regular post. He had a close working relationship with Abe Elsting, who arranged the liturgical and Yiddish pieces for Jan Peerce. It's fascinating to read in Wikipedia, there's no reference to him being a chazan, and when they talk about, or they write about his many recordings, there's nothing about his chazanis and his Yiddish recordings. I have many, many albums of his singing Yiddish, a couple of chazanis, of course, you know, the Seder album, which we're playing. It's as if he didn't exist as a Jew. It was interesting that his wife, Alice Kalmanovitz, had a sister who was married to Richard Tucker. So the brother-in-laws had a bit of a competition, if you will. Jan Peerce passed away in 1984, December 15th, 1984. There's a bit written about the Bluebird of Happiness, but I'll discuss that when I play this towards the end of this presentation. So let's get right to Jan Peerce and Chazanis. The first selection will be Elokeinu Ritzei.
Oh,
Jan Pierce next with Mim Komcha, Zilbert's composition. How do you like Jan Pierce? By the way, in one article, it was reported that Pierce was exceedingly particular about putting on tefillin every day, and that he would not, in any circumstance, eat anything other than kosher food. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. V'lirushalayim ircha, Jan Pierce.
Yerushalayim yerecho berachamim et oshu berachamim toshu Vesish kem besa
Jan Pierce, yeah, Shema Yisrael coming up.
Yash me yin ob racham of shayn nis shayn nis shayn nis layn nay kol khol they ho yash me yin ob racham of shayn nis they ho yash me yin ob racham
Wow. I hope you're enjoying this as much as I am. I just love this. I just love it, really. Kara Gotsky, unique. And Jan Pierce, listen to this. Next, coming up with Shea Bona. Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Next, Rachel Mavakor, Jan Pierce, Albonera.
Hey,
Achelekim Mayim Kayuvon.
Jan Pierce, we'll finish with Yismachu.
Yismechu b'mal b'chusachu Shoymeru v'shoymeru 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Shoymeru, Shoymeru, Shabbos Yismechu b'mal b'chusachu Shoymeru v'shoymeru 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 Shabbos, Shabbos, Shoymeru, Shoymeru, Shabbos Yismechu b'mal v'chusachu Shoymeru v'shoymeru 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 Shabbos, Shoymeru, Shabbos, Shoymeru, Shabbos Kulom yizbeyu v'yisangu mitu v'chu Shabbos Kulom yizbeyu v'yisangu mitu Shabbos. Oh, mashmirot Shabbos. Shabbos. Rotzi Shabbos. Bekiedoshno Shabbos.
Well, there was a scratch there, as you can tell. what can I tell you? You know, I record from the disc, the platter, the 33 onto CD, and from that album, that was the only scratch at the end, so you'll have to forgive me on that. Okay, there are two more selections that I wish to play while I'm doing this retrospective, if you will. Not quite a retrospective, because it would take me a few hours to play all the wonderful Yiddish selections that Jan Pierce recorded, and I'll do that in the future. But I'm going to play two that are favorites of mine. Those of you who have been listening to me over the years know that for the past 40 years or so, there is one particular selection around the Holocaust, the Yom HaShoah commemorations that I play. And it is, in my opinion, the finest recording of As Brent. And you know, Esbrandt is your village is burning, yet you stand by with Flechtenhandt with folded arms, staring. Take pails, extinguish it with your blood if you must, but your village is burning, and it's a real rousing piece. I want you to hear this. It's really my most favorite of all the selections of Esbrandt. This captures, it's not just the words, he captures the whole feeling with it. You'll hear. This is Jan Peerce with Mordechai Gebertig, by the way. He wrote this in 1938-39, foretelling the coming of the Holocaust. Well, the Holocaust had sort of been starting, but this was a rallying cry.
Es brennt, bei unser Rohr im Städteln aber brennt. Weise Winden mit Radosen reißen, brechen und zu blasen, starker noch die wilde Flammen, als herum schein brennt. Und ihr steht und kicht mit verlegte Hand, und ihr steht und kicht das Säusier, unser Städte sprennt. Es brennt, Friedelach, es brennt, Konholile kommen der Moment. Das ganze steht mit uns zusammen, soll er weg in Nacht in Flammen bleiben, wenn die Nacht erschlacht, schwarze Poste bänt. Und ihr steht und kriegt das Säusier mit verlegte steht und gibt das Eisig unser stetes Brand. Es brennt, Friedelach, es brennt. Ist nur in euch allein gewöhnt. Ob du Stöchel, die seid teuer, nimm die Kehl im löschten Feuer, löscht mit euer Regenblut, weißt, wo's ihr nur kennt. Und ihr steht und kippt das Säuser mit Verlegenheit.
Wow, that is some recording of Esbrandt. My most favorite, Jan Peerce. Again, composition by Gebertig, Mordechai Gebertig. Okay, the last selection. Peerce's best-selling record was his 1945 RCA Victor recording of Bluebird of Happiness. It became his signature tune. He recorded it at least three times for RCA Victor. as late as the 1970s, it remained among the all-time best-selling recordings by opera and concert singers. It was second in sales only to Enrico Caruso's 1918 recording of George M. Cohan's Over There. Pierce titled his 1976 autobiography, The Bluebird of Happiness, The Memoirs of Jan Pierce. And this is really dedicated to the memory of my dear late mother, Evelyn. This is one of her favorite selections. No. Let's see. Oh, here it is, 21. Okay, here it is.
The beggar man and the mighty king are only different in name, for they are treated just the same by fate. Today a smile and tomorrow a tear, we're never sure what's in store. So learn your lesson before it is too late. So be like I, hold your head up high, till you find the bluebird of happiness. You will find greater peace of mind, knowing there's a bluebird. So remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
The poet with his pen, the peasant with his plow, it makes no difference who you are, it's all the same somehow. The king upon his throne, the jester at his feet, the shop girl, the actress, the woman on the street. It's a life of smiles and a life of tears. It's a life of hopes and a life of fear. A blinding torrent of rain and a brilliant burst of sun. A biting, tearing pain and bubbling, sparkling fun. And no matter what you have, don't envy those you meet. It's all the same. It's in the game, the bitter and the sweet. And if things don't look so cheerful, just show a little fight. For every bit of darkness, there's a little bit of light. For every bit of hatred, there's a little bit of love. For every cloudy morning, there's a midnight moon above. Search till you find the bluebird. You will find peace and contentment forever if you will be like I. Hold your head up high till you see a ray of light. So remember this, life is no abyss, somewhere there's a bluebird of happiness.
Okay. Jan Pierce. This is Charlie Bernhardt, hoping that you enjoy this particular hour with Karagotsky and Pierce. I'm always interested in your reactions. You know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising.